Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
All right.
Welcome to the Saints Happy Hour Daily.
All right, everybody. Welcome to a special bonus Friday edition. I had to drag Andrew out of a big, important meeting on his real job because Andrew... Sean Payton continues to make the media rounds during quarantine, and yesterday he was on an Instagram live chat with Kay Adams, and he dropped this incredibly interesting soundbite about the Saints quarterback situation.
We think Taysom Hill is going to be a fantastic NFL quarterback, and yet we've only been exposed, most people have only been exposed to what we see him do in special teams or playing receiver or occasionally playing quarterback. But we've had a chance to see a lot more than that. So we're privy to that.
Yeah.
And we also think Jameis Winston is someone who just 4 years ago was the first pick of the NFL draft.
Yeah.
I was right behind him for the NFL. I watched his workout 5 yards away.
Wow.
And I think he's got at age 26, a real bright future. And so we're in that quarterback business. And when that time comes, I think we just increase our chances by finding the right guy. Both of those players know that they're going to have to beat out competition. And that they have different skill sets. And yet we're excited to work with both of them.
Andrew, that soundbite to me, Kay Adams joked after that it's just coach speak. But I think there is a ton of interesting stuff in there. When you heard it, what was most interesting to you?
Yeah. Well, I think up until this point, most of what we've heard from Sean Payton has been doubling down on Taysom Hill as a quarterback. We believe in him. You know, I understand that other people, and this is Sean Payton talking, saying this stuff. I understand there's people out there that aren't believers in Taysom Hill, and that comes from a place that they haven't seen him play quarterback a ton. And so they haven't seen him maybe do it on the field as much yet,
mm-hmm.
but I've seen him do that at practice. And so he's kind of doubled down on Taysom Hill
yep.
to this point. This soundbite is a little bit of a departure from that, in my opinion, because now he's saying, look, we got two guys in the building that we like. There's going to be competition. There's going to – and like, I think he's saying pretty emphatically, and on some level this is probably obvious – the Saints haven't decided what direction. Like, let's say this is Breeze's last year, which I think it will be, and he retires at the end of the season. We don't know who the quarterback is going to be the following year, and I don't think the Saints know that right now.
Yeah, and the thing that I loved about that quote is Sean Payton being honest about where they are, but also saying we are in the quarterback business, and if you're in the quarterback business, having as many options as possible is just better. You look at what New England's doing. They didn't bring in Andy Dalton. They didn't draft anyone. They didn't bring in another veteran. And they're kind of pigeonholed.
You don't think Brian Hoyer is a massive signing?
They're sort of pigeonholed with Jared Stidham as the guy for this year. And look, it's only 1 year, so they can figure it out. But the
he's
Saints –
such a nobody quarterback, you can't even say his name right.
Yeah, until he throws an NFL touchdown, Jared, I ain't going to say your name right. I ain't even going to try. I ain't even going to look it up on how to say it on YouTube.
I will say this, Ralph. I still think Taysom Hill has the upper hand. He has
– Totally.
He's been in the building longer. He's got loyalty. The team, the fans, the coaches, everyone loves him. The skill set is tremendous. And I personally – I'm a huge Taysom Hill believer. I really think he will be able to do it at quarterback. Ultimately, like if I had to bet, I'm putting my money on him. I think he still has the upper hand in this battle. because of the contract. He's there for 2 years. The Saints have committed to him financially. They wouldn't have done that if they didn't believe on some level that he can be that kind of player. And so they've already put their money where their mouth is. Now, the flip side of that coin is he still has tremendous value to the offense and special teams, even if he's not a quarterback, even if he can't cut it. You know, they would still want to have him on the roster making plays. So Jameis Winston, he's on a 1 year kind of minimum deal.
Yeah.
We don't even know if the Saints could get him back if they wanted him on the other side of this. And I don't know what his market is, but the bottom line, Ralph, is that there's so many things that can transpire this year. We could have no season. If we do have a season, it could be cut short. If we have a full season, does Breeze make it through the whole year playing where we don't see Jameis Winston on the field one single time? Is it just all Breeze the whole year? Or does he get hurt again like he did last year? And then you have five games where who plays? Is Taysom the starter? Is it Jameis? How do each of those players play? You know, Taysom Hill plays a very physical style. Does he get injured?
Yeah.
Does he have a catastrophic injury that changes the landscape? So,
yeah,
so many things can happen
and
over the course of a year. And look, Teddy Bridgewater parlayed being a backup into getting a massive deal and becoming a starter in Carolina based on how he played in those five games. So,
yeah,
if Breeze had never gotten hurt and Teddy had never seen those, played those snaps and put that tape out there, he wouldn't have gotten that job in Carolina necessarily.
Yeah. And here's the thing I think the national media gets wrong. And I didn't want to go back and forth with Mina Kimes because she's very smart. But they look at it as, well, the Saints played Teddy Bridgewater for five games. If they really believed in Taysom Hill, they wouldn't have. But at that point, they had Teddy for a specific reason. He was the backup quarterback. They were paying him $7 million a year. Things have changed. So now, if Drew Brees gets hurt, I believe Taysom will be first up. It doesn't mean they're committed to him, right? Because, like you said, Drew Brees, say he gets hurt again, and they're like, he's out for 4 weeks. Taysom goes in. I think he would go in when Drew Brees got hurt. Say he plays for 2 weeks, and he's fucking abominable. Sean Payton is going to be like, dude, Taysom, we love you. You still have a role here, but you have thrown four picks. You're completing 52% of your passes. You've turned the ball over seven times in 2 weeks. Like, we can't have that. We're going to Jameis.
I got to have the guy that gives us the best chance to win.
Yeah, like, right? We're going to Jameis. Like, that can totally happen. And I just think the national media sort of reads it wrong with Taysom because they didn't go to him last year. They went to Teddy, but they were paying Teddy $7 million. They had invested a third-round pick. Like, Teddy was the backup quarterback, and he had more time in the system as a quarterback, or just as much as Taysom. So I think that's where the national media gets it wrong.
I still feel like the Saints feel a lot differently now about Taysom Hill, especially after the playoff game most recently. They feel a lot differently about Taysom Hill than they did when Breeze went down in week five. And it's not that they didn't like Taysom Hill. He was a good prospect. But I just think the game has changed. And I said that during the Mina Kimes show.
Yeah, you did.
With her.
We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And she didn't agree with me, but I stand by that. I think things are different now. And so I think in the pecking order, Taysom Hill has the upper hand. He would be given the first chance. And I think this, the vision is for him to be the future, but he only has a 2-year deal. The Saints haven't promised him anything. And year to year, game to game, things change. And so there's another guy in the building in Jameis Winston that provides them with an option. And if things don't work out, they've got another place they can go.
You know,
that's the point.
And look.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
You could have a scenario where the Saints, like you said, Drew Brees, play, you know, the great scenario, Drew Brees plays all 16 regular season games, 3 playoff games, Saints win the Super Bowl, he gets the trophy, he goes off in the limelight, and the Saints go into 2021, and Taysom Hill, I think his usage will be a lot more this year. But if Drew Brees is playing quarterback, it isn't going to be that many throws, right? Like, if they up Taysom Hill's usage, if they, like, triple it, he'll still only throw, like, 30 passes during the year. So you still won't have any idea. And if Jameis doesn't see the field, maybe teams are like, you know what? We're not really that hot on Jameis yet. We haven't seen anything. Like, and he comes back, and the Saints have an open quarterback competition next year where Taysom starts as the leader, but until we see him, you don't know. And I just – the thing is, Andrew, I just like it because I am of the opinion that Jameis Winston cannot be changed. He'll always be – what he is, a turnover machine. He'll give you great and horrible all mixed together. But you know what? Post Drew Brees, that's perfectly great to have Jameis Winston as a possibility because you could have Jameis be terrible, Taysom be terrible.
Wow. Jameis.
So you could have Taysom be terrible. You could have Winston be terrible or one of them get injured or whatever. And the Saints go into next year and are like, fuck, we need to draft a guy. Or they could go into 2022 needing to draft a guy. But I just think the more options you have, the better. And the Saints, like, this is as good as you can be set up to transition away from a Hall of Fame quarterback as possible without committing a high pick to the replacement. Yeah. I don't think there's any better scenario unless you drafted a guy.
Well, this is the Nick Underhill position that he always says, and I totally agree with him. It's that until you're 100% sure and you've committed financially and all that to your long-term quarterback, you take as many swings at the plate as you can possibly take. Because until you're sure, you just keep, whether it's signing guys, drafting guys, like, get as many guys in the building as you can to try to figure that out because you don't want to put all your eggs in any basket. So I agree with that sentiment. That's what the Saints are doing right now. And so, again, nothing is figured out. I think there is a plan that Taysom Hill is the guy right now. Right now, that's the working assumption, is that Taysom Hill will take over when Breeze is done, but he's not going to be given the job. It's not, he's going to have to, there's going to be competition. He's going to have to prove that that the assumption is correct. He's going to still have to go out there and earn it and do it. Again, I will state this. I am a Taysom Hill believer. I really think he will step up. I like the makeup of the player. I like everything we've seen on the field from him. And ultimately, when it comes to being a quarterback and a passer, those are the question marks that we have because we haven't seen it as much. I just think he's going to figure it out because that's the kind of guy he is. And that's the kind of player he is.
Yeah.
I see that moxie. So I personally, I'm a believer.
But I think the only question I have with Taysom Hill is health. And when he's a full-time quarterback, can he dial back the recklessness?
Yeah. I mean, there's no question he's going to have to.
He has to dial back the recklessness. And in crunch time, is he going to be to where he says, I'm trusting this offense, I'm trusting my ability to throw the ball and get us down the field? Or in crunch time, is he going to go, fuck this shit, I'm just going to do Taysom Hill stuff. That'll get us where we need to go. And it will a lot of times until you get hurt because you tried to truck a dude for the 15th time in the season. And, oh, by the way, now you're hurt. Like, that's my only question. Like, I think Taysom Hill, his floor is going to be above average quarterbacking. My biggest concern is his recklessness and his aggressiveness at quarterback is going to be such a huge part of his success that it's just not viable long term. But my God, Andrew, Taysom Hill as a Saints quarterback starting will be so much freaking fun. It will be amazing. Now, it's not going to be Breeze, but it's going to be fun and amazing in a different way.
Here's my thing. Taysom Hill does something. He has a unique skill set that he does things that Drew Breeze can't do. Now, then that's not to compare him to Breeze. That's not to say that he's better than Breeze. He's not. He's not Drew Breeze. But he has a unique skill set that is very different from the skill set that Drew Breeze has. And I think when you move on from a Hall of Fame quarterback, because one day he's going to be done, he's going to retire. I think going to another drop back passer where there's going to be the inevitable comparisons, like no matter what, you're taking a step down, you know, by comparison, you're going to be disappointed in the level of play at that position because it doesn't get any better, like ever, you know, in the history of the league, pretty much. Like Breeze is the best. And so I think for you to have a guy in there that at least gives you an element that Breeze didn't give you, and at least you're watching something different, a different skill set, a guy that you have to account for defensively in a different way, I think that maybe helps us not forget about Drew Breeze, but maybe move on and accept that he's not there anymore. Whereas I think if you have a drop back quarterback where it's just like he does everything worse than Breeze, then I think fans are going to be less forgiving of that.
Yeah. You know why fans are going to love Taysom Hill is because he, like when you say he does stuff that Breeze can't do, Breeze, as spectacular as he is, if a team defends the play perfectly and gets rush in the interior, you can shut Drew Breeze down. Minnesota did it, and it can happen. The thing with Taysom Hill is there will be times where teams will do everything fucking perfect. They will defend it perfect, and Taysom Hill will stiff arm a defensive end, scramble around, and do ridiculously fun stuff. It'll be bad
it'll be awesome. Wilson, Lamar Jackson X factor.
Yeah. So guys,
and that's why those guys are great.
Yeah. So guys, we know a lot of you are listening for the second time. You found us because you listened to the Connor Payton interview. Oh, by the way, if you haven't listened to the Connor Payton interview, it's amazing. Listen to it. But if this is your second time finding us and listening, we do this every freaking day. Become a patron. Consider it. Join at the $10 level, and you get access to the podcast every day. You get access to our video post. You get access to Andrew's $10 write-ups where he grades all the free agents he graded, the draft picks, the UDFA. during the season, he grades the Saints film, grades every player, every play, and it's $10. And you get a magnet, a koozie, a sticker, and you get the crew to Taysom Cup at the $10 level. And you sign up, you can try us free the rest of the month. And if you like us on the first, pay the $10, and we'll ship you all that awesome swag. So consider becoming a patron. And remember, to wherever you get your podcast, rate, review us, subscribe, search Saints Happy Hour. It helps us. The more listeners we have, the more amazing content we're able to give you. So, guys, thanks for joining us. Have a great holiday weekend, memorial, barbecue, whatever you're going to do. And we will see you again on Sunday night.